now we're standing in Huddersfield.
Yes.
My boy Evans Willie's buying up the whole town around here. Mate, it's been incredible seeing your properties and seeing your journey as well. I invested in his deal and he's absolutely 100% delivered. Paid me back now.
Yep.
And the deal's all finished, commercial to residential.
Yes.
Why do you like Huddersfield? You're a London boy.
I know, but it's like the value you get over here is like, it's amazing.
The returns are good.
It's a very good return on investment.
So now what Evans is doing is he's buying commercial properties, converting them to residential without getting planning permission, using prior approval, permitted development rights.
Absolutely.
Making a lot of money. So I can't ignore this guy. This property we're about to go around is tricky. Because why?
It's full of tenants.
It's full of tenants.
Yeah.
But you got permission, right, to go and film?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Some of them.
Yeah. Let's have a look around, man. So where we're standing right now, when you bought this, what was it?
So this was a barber shop.
When you bought it, it was run down. It was not actively in use as a barber shop.
It was an auction for 8 months.
Why? Why couldn't it sell?
I've got no idea. Well, probably for a start, they wanted £120,000 for the full purchase.
And I think people are afraid, aren't they, to buy commercial property because they don't know what they can do with it.
Absolutely.
And also, I mean, a lot of people aren't aware of the new changes. Could you talk about how easy it is to turn a commercial property into a residential property?
Yeah, it was very, very easy. I mean, there was no planning required. It was obviously all done for prior approval.
Right, what is prior approval?
Prior approval means that you're guaranteed to get the access to convert it to residential, uh-huh. But you have to let the council know.
Right.
You haven't got to ask them, but you've got to tell them. You've got to tell them.
What happens if they don't respond, if they ignore you? Because a lot of councils are real slow, backlogged. Yeah. If they don't respond, what happens?
You can just go ahead and they still convert it to a residential.
Right, so they've got 56 days to respond.
Correct.
How much did you pay for not only the commercial, but also I know you've got residential upstairs.
Yeah.
For the entire building, how much did you pay?
On the dot, I paid £74,500.
Now this was what? Just disused storage space?
Yeah, just disused storage space.
And you've turned this now into a nice little, basically an apartment. What did you have to do? Did you have to do much or was it already in decent condition?
Yeah, a lot of stuff needed to be done. Number one, the ceiling. There was actually a plastic ceiling. Yeah. Which obviously wouldn't pass fire test. So I had to lower the ceiling, fireboard the ceiling, build this ensuite as well.
Yeah. How much did you spend on the, on this ground floor?
Just over £50,000, about 15.5K.
And you're renting this out now just as its own kind of space.
Yeah.
How much rent are you getting for this apartment?
I'm getting £800.
£800.
Yeah.
So all this then is all new?
Yes.
The bricks as well?
There was no bricks there. It was just like literally just a massive entrance.
Mate, I can't lie. I'm pretty impressed that you managed to do this for 15 grand. So how much did this cost? Because this must have been a big part.
It cost around 7K for this.
Around 7 grand. That's not bad. And you didn't have to get planning permission or anything to do
this. No.
You own all of this, but also all the upstairs too.
Correct.
So do you want to maybe take us upstairs?
Yeah,
how do we get there?
Come on here.
So this is the entrance then to get up to the top.
Correct.
What was it previously up there?
So it was basically just like a 2-bedroom house.
And what have you done with it?
Conveyed to a 5-bedroom HMO.
5-bedroom HMO from two beds?
Yeah.
Come on, let's have a look, come on. So is this like the master bedroom or?
Yeah, it's one of the master bedrooms, actually.
It's kind of compact. Have they all got en suites?
Majority of them. So this was the only bathroom that was in the house. So what I've done is I've condemned over there and I've made this an en suite just for this bedroom.
So how much rent are you getting for this room?
I'm getting £550 for this one.
£550?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty high, man.
Well, not really, I'm giving good value. I mean, they've got an ensuite. So normally you charge about £500 roughly for them. But right. Because this one obviously was new when the tenant moved in.
Yeah.
We charge £550. So this is very, very interesting, right? This here, when I got this was a storage area.
Okay.
So I created as an off-suite for those two rooms.
How much rent are you getting for all five rooms?
£2,450
plus £800 downstairs?
Correct, yeah.
So you're getting in total £3,250?
Yeah.
And you bought it for 74 and a half grand.
Yeah, the mortgage is just about £600, £625, I think.
Solid. I think you've been really creative and squeezed the space.
Yeah.
And the thing is though, people need more than ever affordable accommodation. So you're getting obviously paid good.
Absolutely.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But you've also brought more accommodation to.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Is everything good?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're happy. See, man, happy tenants, bro. They love you.
Of course. I mean, who doesn't love me? I'm a lovely guy.
I guess the big thing is you bought it for 74 and a half grand.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because houses in this street, you can look, they're a lot more than that. And absolutely. This is huge.
Yeah.
So like, what's the trick What's the trick to finding a good deal?
Well, I think the trick to finding a good deal, if you want to find BRRs, I would say the most of them are with auctions.
Yeah.
And I like to go to modern method of auction just because the guy who's obviously on the phone speaking to you, working for the auction, he's working for you.
How long do you have to complete?
So what I like about it is that you haven't got this pressure. You have 56 days.
Right.
And even if you go over the 56 days, they still will give you a bit longer. So it's not as strict as traditional where you're going to...
So talk to me a little bit about the finance side of things as well, because you can't buy stuff like this really with a normal mortgage.
Yes.
You got to buy it cash. And if you haven't got the cash, I mean, how much money did you put into this deal?
I mean, the finance was a little bit of a bollock. And the reason why is because I was obviously buying it through Bridging. And the Bridging company was so pedantic, asking so many different things. And it made it a bit more, you know, strict. Why? Because I've got like a certain amount of days to complete and I haven't got time for all of these things that they're asking me. And I happened to obviously be speaking to you about this. And you were like, I'm looking to start my own... my own Bridging company, and you obviously were the one who stepped in and provided the financing.
And it was quite last minute, bro.
It was quite last
minute. Well, the time you were speaking to me, it was stress.
Yeah, well, I think when I was speaking to you, I think I had about 1 week/2 weeks left to complete.
But that's kind of like what I wanted to do. I wanted to have Samuel Leeds Finance for people either who were just getting started, it's their first project. I know you've been in the game for a few years now, but you're still one of my students.
Yeah.
But also for people that need... are in an emergency, and you called me and said, what can we do? And we put the finance in, and how fast was it?
I mean, it was like literally, I think very instantly.
And also with me, right, I was more, through Samuel Leeds Finance, we were more invested in you as a person.
True.
As opposed to the deal.
True.
So rather than it's like, oh, it's not a color copy of your ID.
True.
We know who you are.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Oh, exactly. It's not being certified and this isn't that. And we need to see, whereas obviously the deal needs to make sense, but because I know you, and we've worked with you before for a long time. You know, I think we were more investing in you. You still needed to put some money in. Did you put that in yourself or did you raise it?
I actually raised that money.
So how much did you put in yourself?
Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't. Typical Evan style. So you bought it for 74 and a half.
Yep.
How much did you spend on the entire refurb, the license fee, everything? We know you got 15 downstairs. How much was it in total?
I spent 35 on the whole thing.
35 grand. Yep. And that includes the HMO license, the bathrooms, everything.
Everything, yeah.
So bought it for 74 and a half, spent 35 on it. So in total, we're looking at around 110.
Correct.
And what did it just get valued at?
You got a remortgage for 200,000.
Dude, 90 grand profit.
I've learned this from you. You always say like, you know, don't sell property. It always goes up in value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always going to pay you every single month.
So who did you refinance it with?
I refinanced with Keystone.
Keystone Mortgages?
Yes.
Yeah. So what did they give you loan to value wise?
They actually give me 60% loan to value.
60%.
And the reason why is because it's in between two commercial units.
So what rate are you paying on the mortgage? So they gave you 60% loan to value.
Yeah.
Keystone Mortgages, how much interest are you paying?
It's about 6%. It's about £662 is the mortgage.
It's £2,500. You've got your bills and whatnot, but you're left with how much profit are you cash flowing?
$1,800. Yeah.
Anyone that's followed Evans' story, me and Evans worked together in lockdown.
True.
Evans went from nothing to property millionaire in a very quick time.
Absolutely.
And now you've gone on and built it. You're inspiring loads of other people to do the same thing too.
Absolutely.
So biggest lesson for people wanting to get into this game, starting with little money, little experience.
Yeah.
What are the lessons that you've learned that you want to pass on with people watching this video?
I would say 100%, you need to know what to do. I think when you don't know what to do, two things happen. You either just, you know, take a risk and then you gamble and then you miss or you make a mistake. You can lose a lot of things.
Mm.
But what most people do is they do nothing.
Yeah.
So I think definitely, you know, get trained. And put yourself under pressure. The good thing, obviously, about obviously working with you, you know, I had to borrow money to, you know, to get trained. That put me under pressure because I had to deliver. And obviously working with somebody who's got a track record, it made it a lot easier. So definitely 100% get trained by somebody who's obviously done it before. And copy and paste. You know, if someone's done it before and they're telling you what to do, don't try to ask them. Just do what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
And,
but you know what? Massive respect, though, from all you, not just what you've done, but also being a light in the property community, helping other people. And it's great when people become your students, but then end up just being your friends. So we hang out a lot now. We do a lot of business together. Yeah. It's been awesome seeing this. It's been great to play a part into it and to help you get it over the line. So keep it up, my brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Evans.
Yeah.
If you can do one proper pull up.
Yeah.
Hang, totally hang.
Yeah.
And then just pull up, chin above.
Yeah.
One pull up, I'll give you £500.
Bro, you know I messed up my wrist.
Come on, bro. Yeah, pull up. Yeah. I was worried for a minute. I was worried for a minute. I thought I was £500 down, but your chin went above it, but it was a good effort still.